Hello, hello, hello again. And this is So Gabalicious. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd. We are now in spring mode. It has been such a busy month dealing with, I think, just getting back into a regular schedule with constantly just working and working and working and then working extra hours, just trying to find a time to adjust. So here I am, and I want to just reflect on yesterday. I spent some time, you know, with myself, and I have been doing that a lot lately. I began this journey over a year ago, and I wanted to enjoy activities, you know, at my own pace and find out what I enjoy and what I didn't enjoy. Once I overcame that fear and the negative thoughts of it considered as being lonely, although it doesn't, you know, I enjoy being with myself, so I don't classify it as that. And although I never was, it was just about taking more time for yourself between regular day-to-day life. You know, basically just on this journey to enjoy my own self. Whether I am listening to music while dining alone, or having lunch, you know, brunch, whichever one, you know, it depends on how the day is going. Or is it for a walk around the park? I tend to do that a lot. I like to be outdoors, although my sinuses and allergies do not agree, but I do enjoy outdoors. These moments, you know, those moments of clarity for me, it's a refuel, it's a sense of peace, and it also keeps my blood pressure low. Trust me, it has been a battle for years since my lifestyle has changed in the past 4 years, and I have battled with that. So for it to go back, you know, low, and just, you know, I'm just constantly watching it and monitoring it, that's a blessing. But also just, you know, I have been battling with life lessons that have been bestowed upon me, and I wonder what the return price is, right? Like, you know, did I ask for this? I think partially, you know, life lessons I have endured, you know, they are my fault. But I also want, you know, the other parties to take responsibility, right? It's theirs too. I have enjoyed the alone time because it's peaceful and there's less drama to entertain or create at this point of, you know, of my life, right? But I also found myself questioning my own reality, because I wonder why things are moving, you know, so slow for me at this time. It's as if, you know, God said, stop right here, you know, like, don't move, stop right here, I'll be back. And, you know, and I'm just, you know, frozen in this moment in my life that's on constant repeat. And when my mind, you know, just starts running with 1,001 things to do and thoughts of where, you know, how this situation may go, how my that situation may go, or I need to do get so many things taken care of with not the proper finances to take care of it, you know. And so that goes into the working aspect of it, which leads me to being in a busy month, right? It's crazy because the other day, the pastor, he, you know, he was talking to me, and we was just speaking in general about life, and he always liked to, you know, have a moment and talk about work and stuff. And he was like, you know, you're one of them hardworking women, you know, as well, you know, you're constantly, you know, just going, right? And he looked at it, you know, and I'm grateful that I am able to do that, and that, you know, people notice and appreciate it and, you know, look at it as a positive thing. But in my eyes, you know, in my mind, I'd be like, okay, yes, I am. I agree. I am. I know I am. But I'm looking for, you know, what I have to show for it, right? And then when I do going to that avenue and down that road, I start thinking, well, hold up, you know, am I not grateful for my life, you know, and for my health currently? Because, you know, I really don't have a negative thing to say right now in this very moment, you know. So should I basically not be thinking in this matter? You know, I also think about, you know, should I be taking these moments as tests? You know, because when you always experience tests in your life, and that helps with building your experience, which comes along with the wisdom as you age, right? And often felt as if, you know, things have been on repeat, like I said earlier, and I haven't reaped any rewards, you know, for these tests. But in retrospect, these tests have helped me gain experience, because when I speak to other people who have also have issues, or who also come to me and want to talk to me about something, and just to get, you know, to vent, and I listen to them, the experience I do have in that area or in those categories, I'm able to, you know, voice my own situation or my own past experience on it and what I've learned from it, right? And so they could take heed to what I have done and to do better. So, like I said, I always tend to go and down the negative roads every once in a while, but I also tend to try to double back and try to think of it with, you know, a positive reinforcement after all of that. Basically, just being with yourself and having those quiet moments, you know, these help you clear those questions. And that's what it has done for me on this journey that I have decided to do. I continue to decide, you know, that, okay, I want to do things a little differently. And I may have spoken about this in previous ones, about spending more time, you know, with my friends, or for us with my family, because yes, I am a hardworking person. I do believe in, as far as, you know, putting the time in and getting things done, and I like things done a certain way. So I'm always on the grind, right? But also not to the point where I'm burning myself out. So I like to balance it out. But at the end of the day, though, I also like to take time for myself. Meaning, you know, like, I try to remove, as far as, you know, the telephones, unless it's using it for my music, just being, you know, in a quiet space, or even just going to the movies, you know, or going, you know, standing home watching a movie by myself. These things aren't bad, and you shouldn't feel guilty about them if you take time out for yourself, right? You know, you want to categorize it as far as, like, you know, hey, you know, this month, one day out the weekend, one of the weekends, I'm going to spend time with my friends. One weekend, you know, I'm going to basically going to be completely totally for my children, if you have any. One going to be, you know, for my partner. You know, just take those time. But then also in that month, one weekend for yourself. Spend time with yourself. Enjoy yourself, right? And spending time, it helps you refocus. I think that it helps strengthen my empathy. It puts me in a more positive space, definitely with the work I do. And hopefully, you know, down the line, it continues to make me a better partner, a mother, and a friend. So, out of all of that, the only thing left to say is, the best part about being alone is that you really don't have to answer to anybody. You could do what you want. It is easy to stand with the crowd, but it takes courage to stand alone. And on that note, until next time, I wish you nothing but love, peace, and happiness.